lot of the 90s gigs are going to be well documented, and you probably don't want to hear people talking about the same old therapy gig at TJ's or the whole gig that everyone talks about, which I was at, but wasn't very memorable, you know. And people talk about Kurt Cobain being there and whatever, but truth is, I don't remember any of that. I remember Babes in Toyland. There was a real buzz, as we all know. There was a real scene, and there still is a scene, don't get me wrong, you know, I don't want to put it down, but I think that the buzz started to wane into the noughties. I think back in the 90s, it was a Voyager Discovery, and people just came out for a night out, and if there was a band on, then even better, and you might have discovered something new on a Saturday night in TJ's. I often did. Yeah, it was a good time for Newport, you know. There was a lot of enthusiasm. There was a lot of people around. The college was busy bringing very interesting people with it. A lot of courses available in Killeen that weren't really catered for in Cardiff from an arts point of view. So it brought in all kinds of people from all over the place. And so you got a lot of art, a lot of art scene at the time. And with that came a lot of musicians, a lot of people just doing their thing and being quite well accepted. These days it's very much an underground thing. You've got to be in the scene to know what's going on. There's nothing, if you walk down the street, you wouldn't think there's a bubbling art scene going on in Newport, because there's nothing in your face, which is a shame, really. You kind of just got to be here and live it to know what's happening. And obviously the venues are still there and they're busy. The Newport Centre was always busy, and you might not have, you know, there might have been bands you didn't enjoy on a Friday night, but once in a while you'd get Public Enemy turn up, or you'd get, you know, you'd get the Stone Roses, as everyone remembers, Johnny Cash, you know, there was all kinds of artists coming through at that level, you know, 2,000 capacity venue, and is criminally underused these days, I think. I think there's still plenty of opportunity, given the fact that I don't think Cardiff has that many venues of that size. I think that there's opportunities there that aren't really being explored. I don't want to go through the whole wasn't the 90s great, but let's try not to. I don't really want to live in the 90s. I enjoyed the scene here. It just seemed as though Newport had what other places had in the 90s. People talk about a golden age, but I think it was just keeping up quite well, holding its own quite well. Whereas now it's been overtaken, which is quite sad, really. But,